Welcome back to the OU's Mishnah Yomis. My name is Jack Abramowitz, and today we are very near the end of the eighth and final chapter of Maseches Edyos. Today we'll be learning Mishnayos Hey and Vav, and this will be our penultimate lecture in this Masechta. So Mishnah Hey tells us, Heid Rabbi Akiva Mishum Nechemya Ish Beis Dili. So Rabbi Akiva testified in the name of Nechemya from a place called Beis Dili, Shemasim es ha'isha al pi ed echad, that we allow a woman to get remarried on the testimony of one witness that her husband is deceased. Heid Rabbi Yeshua al atzamos shenimsu bedir ha'etzim, and Rabbi Yeshua testified regarding bones that were found in the woodshed of the temple. Amru Chachamim, the sages said, Malakit etzem etzem v'hakol tahor, to remove them one bone at a time, and everything would be considered pure, ritually clean. Let's look in the Bart Neuro. Masim Isha al pi eid echad, we allow a woman to remarry based on the testimony of one witness. Isha shahalach baala lamedina sayam, a woman whose husband went overseas. Uba eid echad v'amar shemes, and one witness comes and says that the husband died. Masim es ishto al piv, we allow the widow to remarry based on the testimony of this one witness. So bones were found bedir ha'etzim, in the woodshed. Lishka shesham hayu otsrim kol atse hamaracha, so that's where they kept all the wood for the wood pile. Vehi hayisa b'mtsoa mizrachis tsefonis shel Ezras Nashim, so it was in the northeast corner of the Ezras Nashim, the women's courtyard in the temple. Umatsu sham atzamos shel mesim, and they found bones of a corpse there. Ba'amru chachamim, and the sages said, Malakit etzem etzem v'hakol tahor, remove the bones individually and everything will be clean. V'lo chashinan shema nitmu bahem adam v'kelim, and we don't have to be concerned that perhaps a person or some utensils became impure by touching these bones or from being in their proximity there. Mishum de Ezras Nashim din rishus harabim yeshla, because the women's courtyard of the temple has the law of a public domain. V'havi safik tuma b'rishus harabim desfeko tahor, and therefore it's a case of doubt when it comes to ritual impurity in a public domain, and in such a case the doubt is pure. Uba meseches zvachim perek basra, and in the last chapter of Tractate Zvachim, Maisi Gemara sheratzu ligzor tuma al kol Yerushalayim bishul osan atzamos shenimsu bedir ha'etzim. We hear there that they wanted to declare the entire city of Jerusalem impure because of the bones that they found there. Elisha Amar Lahem Rabbi Yeshua, lo, but Rabbi Yeshua said, no, you can't do it. Busha Uchlima hi, lanu shenigzor tuma al ir avosenu. It would be a complete embarrassment for the entire nation to declare the city of our fathers impure. So they were able to get around that possibility. Mishnah Vav. Amar Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer said, Shemati, kishahayu bonin behechal, osin klayim lehechal, uklayim lazaros. I heard that when they were building the temple building, they made curtains for where the building was going to go and curtains for the courtyards. But for the hechel, for the building, they built on the outside, and for the azara, for the courtyard, they built on the inside. So they were not staring at the place that was sanctified for building the temple. Amar Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua said, Shamati, I heard, Shemakriven afal pi she'ein bayis, that we can offer sacrifices even though there's no temple. So one could go up on the Temple Mount and offer sacrifices in the location even without the physical building. Don't do this. I'm reading a Mishnah. Do not do this. V'ochlim kadshe kadshim afal pi she'ein klayim, and we can eat the holy sacrifices even though there are not the curtains, which would be normally where one would eat such a thing. Again, don't do this. Kachim kalim umaisusheni afal pi she'ein choma, and we could eat the lighter degree of sanctity and second tithe in Jerusalem even though there is no wall. Again, don't do this. Now, why does he say that these things are able to be done? Shekedusha rishona kidsha l'shaita v'kidsha l'esed lavo, because the original sanctity that was given to these things was for that time and in perpetuity, so that the kedusha that was given on the temple and the Temple Mount in Jerusalem did not go away when the temple was destroyed. And again, let us look in the Bart Neuro. Shemati shemakriven alfa pisha ein bias. I heard that we can offer sacrifices even though there's no temple. Lefi shekedusha shekide shlomo es habayis kadsha l'shaita v'kadsha l'asid lavo. Because the sanctity that Solomon imbued on the Temple Mount was not only for that time, but also for perpetuity. V'chein kedushas Yerushalayim kidsha l'olam. And similarly, the sanctity of Jerusalem is eternal. It's not temporal. Aval kedushas shar eretz Yisrael, but the sanctity of the rest of the land of Israel, lo kidsha b'kibush rishon el shaita. That did not take effect with the first conquering of the land, except for that time period alone. Achachazru ole bavel b'kidshuha kedusha shnia. Until the people who came back from the first exile in Babylonia came, and then they re-sanctified it. V'osa kedusha kidshel asid lavo. And that sanctity that they gave the land of Israel is eternal. Okay, that's the end of Mishnah Vav. Join us tomorrow when we will conclude this chapter, and we will conclude this Masechta, and we will begin Masechta Avodah Zarah.